Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. I am Cheryl Fritz of Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, I've had several opportunities to work with over the years, and I think he's got a great job, and I think he thinks he's got a great job as well. It's Dennis Laidler, who's education curator at the Potter Park Zoo, or Zoological Society, if we want to be proper. Hi, Dennis. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm great. I always love, your upbeat attitude, and you have frequently tried to get me with some of the animals you've brought out to me when we've worked together.
Yeah, well, you know, I get to work with kids and animals all day long, so actually manage them is about the same strategy, so it works out fine.
I was just going to say, who's easier to work with?
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day, the kid, and the animal, I'm guessing.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. I wanted to just chat with you. This is the last weekend before Christmas, and the Wonderland of Lights is simply spectacular. And before we chat about some of the animals, tell me a little bit about the Wonderland of Lights and the hours.
Wonderland of Lights, every Thursday through Sunday evening from 5 to 8. We have the entire zoo lit up with Christmas displays. Every night we have live education animals. You can decorate and eat your own Christmas cookie and face painting and crafts for the kids to make for Christmas. We normally have area choirs and scout groups and church groups and performing groups, some kind of music live performing throughout the zoo. On Friday and Saturday nights also we have rooms for Santa and Mrs. Claus to be here. And Greater Lansing storytellers are often doing Christmas stories. It is just a ton of stuff. Not to mention a lot of Christmas lights, and of course, for the indoor exhibits, they can also see some animals even at night.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the treat that the zoo is open in the evening during these times.
Yes, and we go through December 26th. The only days on the weekends where we're not open are Christmas Eve and the night of Christmas.
Okay, very, very good.
So basically, we have Saturday and Sunday night of this week, and then Thursday
and Friday next week.
Thursday and Friday next week. Yeah.
Very, very good. Now, talking about the animals, we just finished talking to a mechanic about how we change things and do things differently with our cars in the winter. And the thought occurred to me yesterday, you know, how do things change for the animals at the zoo and how they're taken care of?
Well, it really varies tremendously from animal to animal. Some of our animals are actually more active and like it better in the wintertime. You know, things like Arctic foxes and even the penguins and otters and the wolves and Amur tigers, they like it cooler rather than hotter. But you still want to make sure that they have access to a place that's sheltered and warm. So, and we have some animals that are more tropical. If they're warm weather animals that have outside exhibits, depending on the animal and the weather, we may allow them to go outside in the daytime or we may not. Some animals instinctively know not to go out when it's too cold for them. Some don't know.
Unlike humans.
Yes, exactly. So you know, we really have to play it by ear. And, you know, things like cleaning the exhibits, especially the outdoor exhibits, gets a little bit more problematic for the keepers. That's one thing about zookeepers. Our animals have to be taken care of the same 365 days of the year. So zookeepers have to do their job no matter what the weather is. And we have a great maintenance crew here, so... we have school groups that come throughout the winter, and zoos open every day but Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So,
I think that's amazing in itself. Every day but Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah, and so the maintenance crew does a great job of keeping the sidewalks clear and making sure everybody can get in and out of the zoo okay. And you know, this time of year, other than Wonderland of Lights, we charge admission fee for that specialty, but for the during the day, you know, almost a quarter to a third of this year, the zoo doesn't even charge admission. So people have no excuse for not coming and checking out the zoo in the daytime either. But when it comes to winter, simple things like you'll notice that starting a few weeks ago, as you go to see the otters at the underwater viewing, we have a curtain of air bubbles going up along the inside of the glass. And that's just to keep ice from forming and damaging the glass. We don't have to worry about the water freezing so much because the water to get filtered is pumped underground through a pump house, and just going through the heated pump house without actually specifically heating the water is enough to keep it from freezing.
Oh, that was one of the questions that I did have, is how do we keep doing that, but just the water circulating and so forth keeps movement in it.
Yeah, we did a lot of research before that exhibit was built, and we traveled to a lot of cold weather zoos that had newer otter exhibits, and we talked to several zoos that had put very expensive, elaborate heating systems in, and they never used them. And so, you know, we wanted to put more money in other aspects of the exhibit and also save money. So, you know, the one thing we do that's different, I'm on with Eric. question right now, so from visitors. The stream, which is, goes from the large pool of the otter exhibit to the small pool, we don't have that water going through the stream because it would, the water going shallow over the rocks exposed to really cold air might chill the water enough that we might get some freezing underground. So that's the only difference with the otter exhibit, is we have the air bubbles going up to prevent ice actually damaging the glass. And the other is we don't run the stream during the wintertime.
Well, what are you know, you have brought some amazing animals out for me to see, and I know you have a lot of outreach programs with the community, and what do you have going on during the winter in terms of that? Are you going into the schools?
Oh, yeah, we do that year-round, too. Basically, any day of the year somebody wants to come out, we can usually arrange for that. And, again, when we're transporting animals, it's sort of the opposite of the summer. In the summer, our transport van, we get it started early and get the air conditioner so that it's not too warm in there. In the wintertime, we just have to crank up the van a little early and make sure that there's not a sudden temperature change. The cage covers help insulate it and keep them from cold air when they're getting transported from the vehicle, the parking lot, for example, into a building. Cold-blooded animals, which can't regulate their temperature, so they're transported in coolers year-round. And we have a hot water bottle filled with water, just hot water, and that just, since it's insulated in there, it helps maintain the right temperature. So, yeah, there are little things that we have to do, but it's just sort of the opposite we do in the summer. We don't want animals to get too warm.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Dennis, I encourage folks who haven't been to the zoo, I can't imagine who hasn't been to the Potter Park Zoo, to make a run over. If you only go in the summer, take a trip over in the wintertime, see the Wonderland of Lights, and take advantage of the evening hours to see all the amazing animals over there. Dennis, I thank you so much for joining me. This is Dennis Laidler, Education Curator at Potter Park Zoological Society. Have a great evening, Dennis.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
I hope so. I hope so. We'll be back in just a minute on Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, introducing yet another new show at WILS. We'll be right back.